Today is Thursday, March 19th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So I just wrapped up work for the day and came home. Actually, I work in my studio, so there's no... And actually, my studio looks like a studio, so I don't really share with my coworkers that I... what podcasts I do, because I don't want them, you know, I don't want them going on. I don't know. It, maybe I should, but it's like, Taylor, you know, and some of the other ones that don't want their coworkers or like other people to, I don't know. It's like, you can be more free to say what you want to say and not feel like you're, I don't know that you, there's just something about it. I don't want my coworkers to go on and hear about Dan douching, for instance. You know, I mean, so if you tell your coworkers, oh, hey, I'm a podcaster, and then, you know, they're like, oh, great, what's the name of your show? so then, you know, and then they go on, and then, I don't know, I just don't, I'm an adult, and I should be able to say whatever I want, and it's not like I say anything that would get me fired or anything like that, but it's just, you really don't want your coworkers to go on and hear some of the ridiculous stuff that might come out of your mouth. And so I have shared with them that I'm a podcaster, but I just say, oh, well, that's something I do on the side. And it's not, some of the stuff is not necessarily work appropriate. And so, you know, I prefer not to share like what I do. But it's a really uncomfortable conversation. I don't know why I've even mentioned it before, but regardless, so I've told some people. Well, now because we're working from home, our boss is like, you should really turn on your video when you're working. Well, I work in my studio because I have, you know, the microphone here, the setup that I can do, all the teleconferencing things that you need to do. You know, I have everything set up already for podcasting, and it works perfectly for working from home as well. Plus, you know, I have my desk here and I have all of that stuff. And so I set up, you know, I decided, okay, I'm going to start using my camera today for my meetings that I had this afternoon. And so, and it looks like a studio because I have soundproofing material up in two different colors. I have my professional microphone, you know, all this stuff that makes it look like a studio whenever, you know, whenever you go on video. And even my lighting looks better than most people's because I have this ring light and, you know, whatever. So, but I decided I was going to do it. I was like, ah, whatever, you know, they may ask me questions. So I turn it on. And of course, the first thing I get on the first meeting, oh my gosh, Adam, I love your background. Is that, that looks like a studio. I'm like, yeah, it's my home studio. And they're like, and I'm like, I do podcasting. Well, that first meeting was my team. So I've already mentioned to some of them that I do podcasting, and they may have looked me up. Who knows? If you're my coworker and you're listening right now, hi. Anyway, so then my second meeting, and every meeting I had, they asked about my background. So I knew it was going to happen, but I could have gone to all the trouble of, like, I don't know, sitting in a different part of the room and like using a bad microphone, just using the laptop mic or something like that. But I don't want to do that because I have all this stuff here. I might as well sound good. And anyway, so that's what happened there. As we've been quarantined and, you know, doing absolutely nothing, last night we did not leave the house much. We did leave the house, but so after I recorded, I went down, we did yoga. I was really sore again today, which I'm not really sure why yoga made me sore, but I was. I've been really sore all day. This is just going to be the week of soreness because I started back P90X. Actually, Kathy Bacon informed me that she also started P90X a week ago. And I don't know if she's doing, she didn't tell me, but I don't know if she's doing the original one or one of the newer ones. But they have one called X3, and it's only 30 minutes a day, and that's the one we're doing. So if you're doing the original one, you're actually doing more than Mark and I are doing. But I can't be bothered. We can't be bothered to do the full hour a day anymore. Actually, that original one, I would say it averaged anywhere from an hour and 15 minutes to an hour and a half every single day. And we just couldn't do that. So anyway, we worked out. And then I needed to go to the office. And they did, they are telling us to work from home, but they didn't close the office. Like, the office is still open. There's still maintenance there, security. I think they may have some people that have to monitor the actual hardware equipment that we have in the data centers and stuff like that, because that's what keeps the stores running. We actually have a data center where I work. And so I think they have to have some people that are physically there. But they closed all the cafeteria and any of that kind of stuff. And they asked us all to work from home. But part of what I do involves physical devices, and they're in a lab. And so I had to go in, and I wanted to do it at night so there'd be less people there. And so I only saw two people. They were both janitors. And I was never closer than 6 feet to either one of them. So that's good. But I had to go to my desk and do something, and then I had to go to our actual lab. And so I did that, and again, without seeing any people at all other than those two maintenance people. So I think that was all right. And I took hand sanitizer with me, and as soon as I came out of the building and got back in my car, I put on hand sanitizer, or I did the whole hand sanitizer thing. And then I went and picked up food because I didn't feel like cooking last night. And then came home. And then last night we just watched TV, and we watched, if you're into Bon Appetit, you should look for, and I think Taylor still listens to Geeky Gay. So Taylor, I know you're into Bon Appetit and Claire and like Andy and like all of them. If you're into that, on YouTube, look for 92nd Street Y. Bon Appetit, 92nd Street Y, like the letter Y. They did a talk where all of the Bon Appetit Test Kitchen folks were up on the stage, and they did like an hour. And it was really interesting, really fun to watch. We watched that, and because we're both really into Bon Appetit, and we love Claire. She's our favorite. And it was a good watch, so I would recommend watching that. And we ate, and that was pretty much it. We just, like, watched TV and did our normal thing. That's normally what we do anyway. So we did go out one other time, but we didn't get out of the car. We just drove to a local park so that we could spin a Pokestop. But we didn't get out of the car. We didn't see any people, you know, nothing like that. And so that's about it. And then today I think I mentioned I've been doing this. I'm really trying to, you know, learn this new role, this new product owner role. And so what I've been doing the first hour of every morning, one of the keys to working from home, and I'm no expert because I don't generally work from home, but I decided I was going to do this, and I have heard other people say this as well, that you need to have a room dedicated, and you know, this room is also dedicated to podcasting, but you need to have a space and or a room dedicated to work that you leave at the end of the day. And in the morning, you need to get up, you need to shower, you need to get dressed, you need to act like you're actually going to go into work. So every morning this week, I've gotten up, showered, you know, made the bed, done my normal routine, and then come into the office or come into the studio. And that seems to have worked really well. But anyway, the first hour of my day right now, while I'm kind of learning this product owner role, and I may keep this because part of technology is constantly learning. So I feel like having an hour a day to set aside for myself to learn is also going to help the company. But I'm reading a book for an hour every morning. And the book that I'm reading right now is called Naked Statistics, Stripping the Dread from the Data. Because apparently when you're a product owner, you need to know how to crunch data and determine, like, you know, trends and, like, you know, whether your customers like your product and all of this kind of stuff. So the first book that I was reading, I think I told you guys about, it was specifically for product owners, and it was, you know, kind of how to be a product owner, you know, things you need to do, how to develop a good product, etc. And it was really beneficial, but I was able to read like 50 pages an hour of that one. This statistics book, I'm only able to read maybe, I don't know, half that. Probably not even that. Probably, I don't know, 15 or 20 pages in an hour. Because everything is so dense, but it is a lot more easy to understand and more fun than a textbook. I mean, the author is funny. I know it's hard to describe a statistics book as funny, but anyway, so then I worked. After I read that, I worked all day, and we're going to go. I have to get milk. I'm going to make shepherd's pie for dinner, and I need milk for the mashed potatoes. So, all right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.